You're listening to the Heroes Podcast Network.
Hello, all you friendly Force users, and welcome to another episode of Echo Station Podcasts. I am your host, Chris, and with my lovely, lovely, ever-lovely co-host, Ian.
Hello, I'm the loveliest.
He is the loveliest. Absolutely the loveliest. And we're here with a... Whew, what a topic do we have for you guys today. Warning, it's gonna get profane today.
When does it not get profane?
Like, extra profane. There's gonna be ranting and raving, because today we're talking about... Gina Carano.
Yeah. We're late on putting this episode out, but it's because we're bi-weekly, so this happened, of course, on the week that we didn't put out an episode, so...
Yeah. And then, you know, like, the entire middle of the country was frozen, so...
Yeah.
Stuff happened. Blackouts happened. Things happened. But yeah, we are here to discuss that, so if you don't want to hear more discussions of that, just skip this episode.
Yeah. We'd like you not to, though, but if you want to.
I think it's kind of important to discuss this. But, yeah. I can understand. Maybe you agree with us and just don't want to hear any more ranting about that. I can understand that, too.
So, that's fair. But if you want to stick around real quick, we do have a smidgen of Star Wars news. Yes. Mostly gaming news. One, the Ubisoft open world Star Wars game is in full development right now. Huzzah, huzzah.
So excited.
And... I believe it was 3 voice actors who were in Battlefront 2 have said on, I believe, their Instagram or somewhere on Twitter, maybe, that they have started recording lines for a game. Could it be Battlefront 3?
Do you remember who it
was? I don't know. No.
I just literally found out this past week that Matthew Mercer, voices Luke Skywalker in Battlefront 2. And my mind is blown.
Who's that?
He's just this incredible voice actor for both gaming and anime, and like super, super incredibly talented. But he's also the DM of Critical Role.
Oh, that's how you know him.
It's like super stan Matt Mercer. And I love this Luke Skywalker. Like, it doesn't really quite sound like Mark Hamill. It's clearly not Mark Hamill, but his voice is so perfectly Luke. Like, it's so perfectly... passionate. It's got this great passion and timbre to it that's very, you know, like understanding and caring, but also really like into things. So I don't know, I love it. I really like his performance, though. I would love to see him come back as Luke. Yes.
And in other Star Wars game news, we found out that Chris got a Switch in our previous episode, and there is a game called Star Wars Hunters coming to the Switch.
Yay!
So, here's the full detail. So, Star Wars Hunters will connect players in a real-time to battle in settings inspired by the iconic Star Wars locales. Players will join squads of all new and authentic characters, including daring bounty hunters, heroes of the rebellion, and Imperial stormtroopers in an action game that immerses players in a fast-paced and visually stunning Star Wars galaxy.
That sounds awesome.
Release date is 2021. 3D E for everyone. Is this like the spiritual successor to Star Wars Master of Terrakassi?
I hope so, because that would be incredible. And being able to play online would be really cool.
Yeah.
Do you have a Switch?
No. So if anyone who listens to our podcast wants to buy me a Switch...
Yeah, no, you're going to have to get a Switch, because like a lot of our friends have Switch, and so we should be able to play.
If you're a friend of the pod, you can send the Switch to me, DM us, and I'll give you my address.
I have to say, it's one of the best game platforms that I've had in a long time.
I know, I'm still holding out for PS5, though.
Yeah, like this just fills a different niche. A different kind of gaming niche. You know, I just love that it's so, you know, I throw it in my bag and I can take it where, you know, anywhere with me. Like,
yeah.
I'm gonna be waiting in the doctor's office. All right, I'm gonna sit and play Breath of the Wild. You know?
Very fair.
Yeah.
So that's about it for news. It's just two. Yeah, nothing really else is, well, I mean, the big news we're going to talk about. But other than that, there hasn't been really a whole lot of stuff happening. So it's all quiet on the Western Front.
Yeah, I mean, we've got, I guess, the High Republic. We talked about that coming out.
Yes.
It's been all good reviews so far from what I've seen.
Ryan Johnson said that his trilogy is still confirmed to be happening at Lucasfilm.
Oh, yes, that's true.
There's just no date yet as to when it will start or when it will take place.
That'd be interesting.
So that's something for fans to look forward to if you like The Last Jedi.
You know, you can dislike The Last Jedi and I think still be excited about a Rian Johnson movie just because he makes good movies.
Yeah.
He makes good movies.
He does. He makes very good movies.
Yeah.
My cat thinks so too.
Apparently.
Yes, she goes, I like the Rian movies. Yes, you do. Okay. So we're going to take a quick little break, and then we're going to just dive in head first, aren't we?
Here we go. Yep.
Yep. All right, so we'll be back in just a moment, guys. And hey, we're back. Look at that. Cool.
Hello.
So, how do you want to start this?
This is just such great Schadenfreude to me. I love it when stuff like this happens. I mean, I don't like the situation, but I like when it comes to a happy ending for me.
Yes. So let's, should we talk about what happened to get her fired? Or should we start from the very beginning? Or how are we gonna...
Well, I mean, we've already talked about the issues with Gina. Before,
yes,
like quite extensively. And basically, you know, she kind of gave like a half-ass apology and said she, you know, I guess told Disney that she was going to behave and promptly did not.
Lies on lies on lies.
Yeah. In fact, apparently so they told her, you cannot act this way. And gave her, you know, basically like a script to follow of what she needed to say to not do these kind of things, and she just told him to fuck off.
Basically.
Yeah. In fact, she literally stopped taking communications from them. So she stopped answering their emails, their phone calls, or whatever. She's just kind of been on ignore.
Well, and after the whole pronoun thing, they issued an apology for her.
Yes.
And she was like, nah, I'm going to do my own. And when they saw what she was going to do, they're like, no, you need to do what we're going to do. And she said that, no, I'm not going to, did not use their apology, and found out this. I didn't realize this until connecting the dots. They banned her from doing promo stuff for Mando Season 2.
Well, there you go.
I didn't realize that I just didn't put two and two together that she wasn't tweeting about it. I'm like, oh, maybe she's, you know, just not doing it. I didn't realize she was, like, banned from doing it, basically.
So, they were already, for the last few months, they have already been clearly trying to distance themselves.
Yes.
From her. So, then we get to, what, is it like 3 weeks ago?
Yeah. Ish.
Yeah. So, she's been posting lots of dumb things. You know, lots of dumb, very kind of Trump-supporty, anti-masking, etc., etc., you know, blah, 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 dumb things. And then she posts what, Ian? What did she post?
I'm trying to find it, because I know I sent it to you, didn't I?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Give me a second to pull it up. Hold on. Here it is. It's right behind the thing of Kit Fisto that you sent me. Chris sent me a meme of Kit Fisto in episode 2 and episode 3, and he looked completely different. Like, he's on crack in episode 3. It's the funniest thing ever.
Yes, it's very funny.
But, okay, so on to her. So she put on her, what are they called on? Twitter, fleets, right?
Tweets?
No, fleets. Like the...
Oh, God. No, okay. No, I'm not even... Yeah, I don't do those.
Fleets, I believe, yes.
Yes.
She put on a fleet, and I believe on her Instagram story as well, So I'll just read it. I'm reading it word for word. Here we go. Jews were beaten in the streets, not by Nazi soldiers, but by their neighbors, even by children. Sad emoji face. And this is in quotes. Because history is edited, most people today don't realize that to get to the point where Nazi soldiers could easily round up thousands of Jews, the government first made their own neighbors hate them simply for being Jews. How is that any different from hating someone for their political views? ? Please dissect this.
Oy vey. Oh my god. I just... Here's a tip for you guys. Do not compare the Holocaust or any genocide to anything that is not genocide.
Yep.
That's it. It's a simple rule. It's a very, very simple rule. Oh my god. I just...
And don't equate being a Republican with being a Holocaust victim.
No, just no.
And here's the thing. Let's preface this right now. Chris and I, you know, we are liberal Democrats. Anyone who listens to the show kind of yeah. knows that. But we also respect other people's, you know, political values and beliefs. We're not trying to trash that. We just take issue with the fact of everything that she has done because it's all completely horribly wrong and heinous.
No, it's just awful. It's the persecution complex with people
the
Gina
becoming
Carano.
The victim complex, and it's
It's so mind baffling to me because there has literally never been a less victimized, less persecuted group of people than white Christians from the United States.
Yeah.
That's it. They are literally the most privileged group of people of all time. So yeah. The mental gymnastics to try to equate their existence with Holocaust victims, it just makes my brain hurt. It makes me really sad. And it makes my brain hurt.
Yeah, it's, and this is the post that really did her in, because as soon as she posted that, Twitter went wild with hashtag. It was fire canceled, Gina Carano.
Oh, fire Gina Carano, yeah.
And I think cancel Cara Dune or something like that.
Cancel Cara Dune and fire Gina Carano.
Yeah, so basically. That caught the eye of whoever. Someone also, I found on a bunch of threads, and I sent you this too. Someone found like the Lucasfilm, I think, publicity email or something. I can't remember what it was exactly, but emails were pouring through to Lucasfilm. And I think, what was it, the day after they announced it? Or was it the day of?
It was like less than 24 hours later.
Yeah. That they announced, hey, she no longer has a contract with us. She will not be doing anything really in the future with us. Bye-bye.
Yeah, she committed career suicide.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Still.
And
Ain't no money like Disney money. And that's never coming back.
Especially Disney Star Wars money. That's, you know, and like Disney Marvel money and stuff like that. So that's, you know, two big money wagons there.
Yep.
So that's the post that did her in. You know, people were, and then people tried to campaign before finding out she got let go. The whole "We Love Gina Carano" hashtag was trending as well. And literally, I think maybe an hour and a half after that started trending, she got the announcement that she got fired, and then that. Would that hashtag stop trending?
Yeah. Well, so the funny thing is, and my favorite part of this whole fiasco.
Oh, yeah. You were dying laughing at this part, which is actually kind of funny.
So amazing. So, again, rewinding for a second. Remember, we said she stopped taking communications from Disney. This includes the fact that they were trying to contact her to say bye-bye. She didn't answer any of those. She basically had them blocked, so she never saw it. So she found out that she got fired through tweets. Yep. The Twitter brought the firing news. I love it. I love it so much. Ian.
It's oh boy.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. You went really quiet.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just still processing all of it.
So she's she got the boot, and of course, immediately she starts bitching and moaning and blaming this on cancel culture. Now look, I'm sorry, it's not cancel culture. It's, and you know, a friend of mine said this, and I saw it retweeted in other places. This isn't cancel culture. This is consequence culture. Okay, you play dumb games, you win dumb prizes. That's just how it is. This isn't, you know, and this isn't about free speech. Because she's free to say those things. She is absolutely free to be a hateful, spiteful, misinformed bitch. She can do that to her grave. Mm-hmm. However, her employer does not have to put up with that.
No, yeah.
That's free speech.
Employers can go, I can, you know, walk into my job and say, you know, fuck everyone here, I hate it, and, you know, all these horrible things, and then go, oh, well, that's your opinion, that's great, and this is your last day here.
Yeah. And no, that's not the same as being a protected group of people.
Correct.
It's not the same as firing somebody because they are LGBTQ. That's not the same thing. You are not persecuted because you have terrible opinions.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm telling you, it's the persecution thing. It really miffs me. It really, really grinds my gears.
And so I think it was, let me see here, yesterday or the day before. So tell us what she is going to do now with...
Oh, yeah. Okay. Like a day later, or not even, like maybe even the same day.
No, I think it was a day later or two, yeah. Because she needed time to process.
Well, either this was thrown together haphazardly, or they were expecting this to happen, and so these wheels were already in motion.
Right.
So the Daily Wire comes in and says that, well, guess what? Carano's now got a movie deal with us, and Ben... My wife's vagina is a desert Shapiro.
Oh, that's funny.
So, you know, she's found her people. So good for her.
Yeah.
And I just think it's hilarious that they think that she can carry an entire movie by herself. Because, I'm sorry, but the girl ain't that good.
No, and, I mean, she does have a loyal fan base. I'll give her that. She has loyal followers and stuff like that. But,
Mm-hmm.
We should also, the other trending hashtag on Twitter was cancel Disney Plus. That was it.
Oh, yeah, that was hilarious.
Where, you know, people are saying, if this person isn't on the show, which, by the way, she's not a lead on the show, she's a supporting actor on the show. So
yeah.
I can understand, you know, cancel Disney Plus if you weren't going to have, you know, Pedro Pascal anymore and stuff like that. But not her. She's not worth canceling your Disney Plus subscription. Sorry.
No.
You know, cancel Disney Plus was trending, which, you know, at least like 98% of those people who said that aren't going to be canceling their subscription.
Or, I mean, whatever. Even if they do, like, it literally does nothing to Disney.
Or if they do, it's going to add back up. They'll probably re-up it again when something comes out that they want to see.
Yeah, sure. Well, I knew a lot of people were, you know, saying they were going to turn to the high seas for their Disney content. So it's not, that's the thing, it's not even funny. They're not going to stop watching. They're just not going to pay for it.
Exactly. Like, also maybe announcing that you're going to pirate stuff online where there's a trail of that isn't the best idea to do.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
Just a thought.
You texted me cuz I posted, you know, cancel Disney Plus when there's WandaVision coming out? I don't think so.
Yeah. Oh, and wow.
I didn't, because I don't have notifications that. But yeah, so the whole thing was like blowing up, and I didn't realize it until Chris texted me saying, hey,
you need to check your tweets, man.
Yes, check the Twitter, please. And I'm like, okay. So, I'm like, I don't know what that means, but okay. And so I was like, well, okay.
The trolls came out of the woodwork, basically.
Yeah, basically. And
yeah, they were all, it was like a bunch of Gina bootlickers.
Basically.
It was so embarrassing.
Which to me was very, very funny.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, we don't really feed trolls, so we just sort of laughed at it. And that was that.
Yeah, but it was, I mean, people were, you know, throwing shade and shit on WandaVision. I'm like, WandaVision's fantastic. Fuck off.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, like what you like, but it's objectively good, so.
Yeah. So there's that. And then she also, let me go to, yeah, here we go. So she, after that, about a day or two later, did a sit-down interview with Ben Shapiro. And it's on YouTube. I did not watch. I watched the first, like, 5 minutes of it, and I turned it off because it was stupid and ridiculous. So, basically, he asks her, you know, what happened. You know, let's start with, you know, the pronoun stuff, which Chris and I have talked about before on the podcast.
Yeah.
She doubles down on a bunch of stuff. She blatantly, oh, where is it? Hang on, I'm reading the article. Give me a second. Oh, yeah, she blatantly starts to lie about the GoFundMe page that was started by fans in benefit of the transgender gender community, which was not true.
What did she say?
She said that, where is it? She said that the GoFundMe in question was a way of showing the transgender community that we, as Star Wars fans, don't stand by when people are being harmful and bullied. It was simply a way of showing the trans community that we were here for them, and we started the benefit of the Transgender Law Center. So Gina says that it was started by a creative director from Lucasfilm, and that was a lie.
Hmm.
Yeah. So... and then when you look at the actual GoFundMe for it, it just simply states that it was started because of Chrono's ignorance towards the importance of pronouns.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So, yeah. She said that, you know, she's still friends with Pedro Pascal and they're still cool and whatever, which is fine, I guess, whatever.
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah. Especially so here's... because Pedro... just yeah. had his... Hold on, I'm trying to think.
Okay, so let's do a rewind for a second. Because I think this all connects. Remember when we did this whole rumors episode? And yes. We talked about how... Okay, so the rumors were saying that basically Pedro Pascal got into an argument with somebody in the cast or the crew and walked off. And, you know, everybody was suspecting that it was, like, one of the film, or the showrunners, you know, and, like, there was some kind of disagreement. And then nothing came of that, whatever. He was still obviously in the show and whatever. But now that we come back to this, I'm wondering if it was Gina that he got into a heated argument with. And here's why. So just before all this Gina stuff went down, or the most recent one, Pedro came out in support of the fact that his sister is trans. And by the way, incredibly stunningly beautiful.
Yes.
And he is, you know, like, world's coolest brother about this and super, super supportive of her. And it's super beautiful. The whole thing is really sweet. So, I mean, obviously he's known that his sister was trans for a while. And probably back when Gina started this whole, obviously, transphobic narrative. So I would not be surprised if there really was a heated argument on set, and it was between him and Gina Carano.
Yeah.
So that's my theory on that.
It wouldn't surprise me at all either, to be honest.
Yeah. So, for them to still be friends, I highly doubt it. I feel like he's just playing nice for publicity. That's my feeling on the matter.
That's could be quite possible. But then she
also maybe
said
he's just a better person. I don't know.
Well, yes. But then she also said that she was bullied by Disney and bullied by Lucasfilm.
Oh, that's so freaking hilarious.
Which I don't know how.
No, like literally the bullshit that she posts is bullying. I mean, you know, she talks about boohoo the liberal snowflakes and stuff all the time. Like, girl, you got such a thin skin. Look in the fucking mirror.
Right.
Like, you lost your job because somebody told you stop running your mouth about things that our company doesn't stand for. And you kept doing it. That's not bullying. That's consequence.
Yeah, I don't hate this whole, oh, this is bullshit, this is cancel culture. No, we have said before, it is consequence culture.
Yeah.
There are consequences for your actions. What's the law for every reaction?
Exactly, there's an equal opposite reaction. Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, sorry, folks.
She blew it. I mean, she blew having additional roles in The Mandalorian. She blew probably having her own series.
And that's the thing too. Disney was going to announce the Rangers, right? Yeah, the Rangers of the New Republic, series.
Yep.
And she was going to be the lead of that show.
So yeah, she. I mean, I'm sorry.
Do you remember when they announced all those shows back in November? Do you remember me saying it's kind of weird that
Give a front runner for that?
Yeah, for a show that's so close to The Mandalorian and so close to probably being in production, that there's no front runner actor or actress for this series yet.
Yeah, no, Disney knew what it was doing.
It was going to be Gina.
They knew what they were doing.
Fully.
Yeah,
and
so
my
she
thought
might
was, which I think you agreed with me too, was they should bring in Iden Versio from Battlefront
2. I think that would be so cool. I would love to see her as an actual live character.
Yeah, played by Javina Gavankar.
Yes, because she's fantastic.
Yeah, and she did like the motion capture for it, and she's an actual actress and stuff too. So like, get her in this role. She would be alive at this time.
Mm-hmm.
So
it'd be very cool. In fact, they've got quite a few voice actors who are actual actors that they, you know, motion capped that look like their characters that they could absolutely bring in for live action. So that would be cool. That would be cool to see. But yeah. Yeah. She's just... It's just so dumb. That's the thing for me. To be that dumb. Like, was it really worth it? Was it... Sure, now she gets to be the pinup for right-wing crazy people. You know, she's never going to have what she had before.
No.
Never. Never, never, never. And you know what? When she hits when she hits 40, they're gonna throw her away.
Mm-hmm.
When she stops being hot, because we all know what right-wing conservatives think of women.
Yep.
So when she
What sucks is that like during the Mandalorian season 1 publicity and interviews and like the celebration stuff, she genuinely wanted to be like, she genuinely like loved having fun on set. Like, you see the behind the scenes documentaries and stuff for season 2 and season 1, she genuinely liked having fun. She genuinely got along with, you know, most of the cast and stuff like that. Like, she was having fun playing this character, and it sucks that she fucked her way out of this. Like, she fucked herself over so bad.
And I was so stoked to see, you know, a different kind of woman represented in Star Wars, represented in popular culture, because we just, you know, don't see it very much. And I think that really spoke to a lot of people.
Now, do you think that it's going to get recast, or they're going to kill her off?
I think they're going to kill her off.
Yeah.
I think it'd be too awkward, too weird.
Or she just won't
recast
show up ever again, and they won't mention her or something.
Right. She got blown up on the way somewhere. Oh, well. Oops. Now she can go visit all her Alderaanian friends and family. So sad. So sad. I can't see another actress wanting to step into that role.
Well, I was going to say, there is a Twitter campaign, a heavy Twitter campaign right now for one Lucy Lawless.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to see her in the Star Wars universe. I just think that this role needs to be put to bed.
Yeah, if you're gonna have her in Star Wars, do a different role that's maybe not tainted right now.
Yeah, no, it's just, it's too weird at this point, I think.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe have her, you know, be very much like Cara Dune, but not Cara Dune.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
No, you can have another similar character and just do away with Cara.
Very much so. And, yeah, so, but, I mean, the good news is now we can watch season 3 of Mandalorian.
Yeah, no, after
Rangers,
that.
We can watch Rangers and season 3.
After that tweet, we were both like, well, I guess we're done with the Mandalorian.
Yep.
And here, you know, let me just put a disclaimer on this. Obviously, we love the content that Disney puts out.
Yes.
We definitely enjoy it. We stan it. We've been big fans for our entire lives. Blah, 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 blah. That is not to say that we are not also critical of Disney as a whole. You know,
no,
there are obviously some big issues right now. You know, the genocide in China at the moment,
yeah,
and them still
with
supporting
the Ruby Quartz lenses or whatever the expression is.
No, we don't have the rose-colored glasses completely.
Rose-colored glasses. There we go. Thank you.
It's hard to be any kind of corporation and not be a little bit evil.
Yeah.
In some way, it's a little bit. It's kind of inescapable. I just think that it's good to be an informed consumer of something. You know, I try to just be informed in whatever I do. I will still speak out against the fact that Disney supports China or looks for them to make funds, to make, obviously China is a cash cow in the Hollywood sector. And I know that Disney is hemorrhaging money from their parks right now. So I find it easy to believe that they won't be cutting ties with China anytime soon, just because of financial reasons. But I mean, it's in their best interest to do it eventually, and hopefully they will.
They're not going to.
And it's not just them. It's like it's all of Hollywood. So that's why I'm not turning away from them over this, because they all of Hollywood kowtows to China. That is just unfortunately the way things are right now. They are just way too much of a financial presence in filmmaking for Hollywood to turn away from them, which is a really, really big shame. So hopefully, you know, the rest of the world will be pressuring China enough that they can stop acting like Nazis.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just wanted to iterate that we know there are problems. We obviously know there are problems within the corporation. We see that. They're not perfect. Did they bully Gina Carano? No, they did not.
No,
that is not. That is not a problem that they have. That's not it.
Yeah, no. So, that being said, that's our big to-do.
So there's our thoughts on that.
Yeah. So that was, we knew we had to do an episode on it as soon as it happened, but we just couldn't put it out right when it happened because it was obviously not in the schedule. So
yeah. And you know, honestly, it's still a developing story. You know, stuff is still happening.
Yes.
On her end, like she said, she's freer than ever now to say whatever she wants. Like, you know, like as if she was muzzled before.
Right.
So, it'll be interesting to see what kind of quackery she starts flapping about with her mouth in the weeks to come.
Yeah, nothing good, I'm sure, but...
Yeah. But, yeah. No, it's no big loss.
And, you know, we...
Oh, God, no, I don't. Well, I don't.
I mean, like, we don't wish ill will on her.
No. No, but, I mean, she made her own bed.
Yes.
So, either she may become a martyr image for this particular facet of people, or, you know, she's gonna completely fade and people will forget her existence. Either way, whatever. I'm done thinking about her.
Yeah, it's nice not having to, you know, worry about it, I guess, anymore.
Yep, she can go have fun with the Shapiros and their boring-ass existence.
Now, if anything else problematic, God forbid, happens to this show. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. I know. This poor show has been through
the ringer. It's kind only of 2 seasons in.
Yeah. And it's so funny because Pedro Pascal is such an obviously fantastic person.
Yeah.
He just seems like such a great all-around guy.
Yeah.
Well, yep.
And, oh, we should also say that Lucasfilm has told Hasbro to immediately halt production on any Cara Dune action figures, toys, dolls, trading cards, anything like that. So if you happen to be a Topps collector and you happen to get a Gina Carano autograph, it may go up in price. So if you haven't sold it, you know, maybe keep it out for a little bit and see what you can get for it.
You should get one and then burn it on video. I think that would be hilarious.
I can get it for super cheap, maybe.
Yeah. No, but, I mean, like, if you got, like, a random one.
Oh, like, if I pulled one, you mean.
Okay, yeah, if you pulled one, just poof.
I don't know. If they're going for a lot of money, I'll get some poor sap to buy it off me.
You'll take some incels money.
Yeah. Easily.
Some QAnon incel money.
Easily. I will gladly take that and put it in my PayPal balance. But yeah, so that about wraps us up here. You know, it's an episode that we knew was going to come eventually. We just didn't know when, so we're glad we can check it off our bucket list.
Yes.
And I know we said we were going to do more, like, species spotlights and everything like that, but this had to come first, so sorry, guys.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's very, very present in the media right now and important, so.
Yes. It's very kind of hot button, I guess, what the word would be.
Yes.
But, so, don't forget, you can follow us at Echo Station Cast on Twitter for all of our updates, tweets, memes, all that good stuff. Chris is working on Instagram at the moment for us, so hopefully that will be on soon.
Yeah, I will work on that, I promise.
But until then, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at TheDirtWitch, and you can find me on Instagram, although I'm not very active right now, but I will be soon, at ChrisJaded. That's Jaded with an E-D at the end.
And then I am on Twitter at IRTurner, and then Instagram is House of Turner Cosplay. Recently did a Marvel photo shoot, a socially safe Marvel photo shoot with some
super
friends
cute.
Of ours.
Super cute.
So I'm going to be posting a lot of pictures on there. Cannot wait for that. And again, our Twitter is at EchoStationCast. And also, don't forget to review us. Drop us a review on Apple Podcasts, because if you do that, we can shout you out on our next episode. So give it those good ratings, and we will be glad to shout you out. But until next time, guys, stay healthy, stay happy, and may the Force be with you.
May the Force be with you.